Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems? He's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Live from way out behind the station in the News Radio WRVA Home Improvement Shop, this is the Home Show with me, your humble home improvement guru, Richard McCann. What an absolutely stunning day. There's a little misty rain. I was okay with it. I got in my truck, looked up at the temperature, was 66 degrees. It was glorious. It was just wonderful. I'm not wishing away summer. I'm not doing it. Too many people on Facebook like, Christmas ran around the corner. Shut up about Christmas. I don't want to hear about cold weather. I know there's people that love it. One of my former producers, Zach. He's one of those guys that wears like shorts in the wintertime. I never understood that. I never understood people. They're just like, I like it cold. No, yuck, hurts. No, nasty, nasty, nasty weather. But welcome everybody to the home show. 345-1140 is the phone number. That's how you get through to the show with all your questions, queries, conundrums, riddles. Tell me what's going on in your world. I got to say, I appreciate everybody that follows me on Facebook that chimed in last night. And I'm going to give you a little behind-the-scenes baseball, just a little bit, because last week was like literally the hardest show I've ever done. Last week, both shows, hardest show I've ever done, because it is the first time that there were no calls. And I get it. Everybody was getting back to school. It was everywhere. All I can see is people like shipping their kids off to college. And the funniest part was, I like to go to Nick's Greek Market. It's been an institution around here since I think the 50s. I think the father started in like the 50s. And it's had a couple of different incarnations, but it's still owned by the same family. And about once every week or two, I pop in there and I get stuff for the house. That's where I get all my olive oils from. That's where I get my vinegars from. My stuffed grape leaves. Oh, my wife goes crazy for those things. And I always get a sandwich. I always get the number 13, which is just the best sandwich in Richmond. It's just so darn good. And both the brothers that run the place listen to this show. And I was talking to the older of the two. I think he's the older one. It's hard to tell. And he said, I heard your show last week. I'm like, good. Okay. Thank you. Appreciate that. He goes, I was taking my son to college. We sent him with a toolkit. I'm like, did you now? He says, started using it the moment we got there. No sooner did they get there and get to his dorm, they already had to break out the toolkit. He's like, all the beds were stacked on top of each other. We had to take a mallet to get them apart. I'm like, so I think I won? Not too shabby. Not too shabby at all. So I'm glad that worked out. If you if you're still waiting to send your kid off or they've already gone, still go back, listen to last week's show. You can find the podcast of it at WRVA.com. Oh, and another thing, people have been calling, sending me messages like, how do I listen to the show when I'm out of state? It'd be amazed how many people have left Virginia and have taken the goofy little home show with them. Well, a couple of different ways. You can go to WRVA.com and listen live. We have a streaming service right there on the website, so you can just boop, click, and you're done. You can click on podcast of the show so you miss anything. Don't worry. You can go back and listen to it again later. I'm a big podcast guy. I listen to a lot of different podcasts. And mostly because anything I want to talk about or think about or learn about is out there. I started listening to podcasts about 6 or 7 years ago. I was still a plumber, electrician. I was working by myself, and I realized that my education was just not that good. There were big, gaping holes in my education, and mostly on history. Because if you think about it, go back to any schooling you did, you know, except if you went to college, which plenty of people didn't. You don't have to. I've been telling people that for a while. But there was a bunch of stuff I just didn't know about. So I said, okay, well, I'll look into this podcast thing. I have listened to podcasts about everything from the history of Rome to World War II, China. I listened to a China history podcast, one of the most fascinating countries on the planet. I mean, the way they do things, for the most part, as far as their social interactions, haven't changed for thousands of years. I didn't know anything about that. All I knew about China was like, okay, they're communists and they're on the news. That's all I knew. There's a lot more to it. So here's what I'm going to tell you, my friends. If you're one of those people, you haven't gotten into it yet. I know us older people, you know, we get scared of the technology. But I would strongly encourage you, if you have something that you're interested in, there's a podcast for that. And definitely check out ours. And Jordan, your podcast is going to be starting up again soon, isn't it?
Yep.
Did I get you again with a food mouthful of food?
Yep.
You know better at this point.
Nah. No, okay. I'll never learn.
But this year's podcast is going to be different because now you've got you're going to Dream Camp.
Well, hopefully.
Wait a minute.
I still need to hear back.
Oh, I thought you... That was
registered.
Oh, I thought that was a done deal.
I hope it is.
Okay.
But, yes, Unleashing Fury is going to be back for season two coming soonish.
When does this hockey season even start?
Training camp starts September 12th.
All right, and... They're like basketball. They have one of those really stupid long seasons, right?
Yeah, and then the regular season starts October 2nd.
Okay. All right. So, well, you can go to find Unleashing Fury, Jordan's hockey podcast. You can do that at...
TheFanRichmond.com.
TheFanRichmond.com. That is our sports station. And I encourage you to check it out. You know, I've actually had people commenting on the Facebook that they like hearing you on air. So that's pretty good.
You know, I actually met a listener at the Taco Festival last week.
How was the Taco Festival last week?
It was good. It was hot, but it was good. Behind the scenes baseball, as you like to say. The station here, they planned for only they anticipated only a few hundred people.
Oh, I heard
coming.
I think I heard 2,000 people showed up.
If you were wondering why the lines, once midday came, why the lines were ridiculously long, it's because the food trucks were close to running out of food, and I think some of them actually ran out of food to prepare because they were told only X number of people were coming, and then way more than X number of people actually showed up.
Brother, when I used to do the XL-102 chili cook-off, we'd make 60 gallons of chili and be gone in 2 hours. And that's serving at 2 ounces a time. My name is Richard McCann. Plenty of stuff to talk about right here on the Home Show, News Radio WRVA. Welcome, everybody. Good morning. I hope you're snuggled up underneath the covers. Oh, it was beautiful sleeping last night. Oh, had the AC just cranked in the bedroom. I'm tucked up underneath. It was good stuff. I'll admit,
My lady tucks me in on Friday night. Yeah, I go to bed early. I go to bed. Last night was not as early as I should have. I should have gone to bed even earlier than I did. But it was good sleeping weather. And waking up to 66 degrees, a light misty rain. Oh, it's glorious. I totally loved it. I hope you're enjoying it too. So, 2 days ago, I get a phone call from a listener. Now, if you want to call me personally, it's not hard to find my phone number. If you call the station, they are not going to give it to you, which they really shouldn't. But it is listed on my Facebook page. So there you go. It's not hard to find how to reach me. And I do pick up the phone. I don't look at email as much as I should. I get yelled at about that constantly. But I get a phone call from a listener, and he has a problem. And this is how it goes. He, like most people, has yearly termite inspection. I don't. I look around for myself. I've never had a termite. God help a termite that tries to bite anything in Costa McCann. They're going to break a tooth. And the termite company convinces him that he needs a new vapor barrier, and he needs some insulation that's fallen down or gotten wet, and he agrees to it, and the cost is $4,000. Right there, I'm off. Now, I don't know how big his house is, but he said, not a real big house. And I've talked to Air Resolutions about their pricing. Something tells me it would have been a little cheaper if he'd gone through them. He did not. Now, before I go any farther, I'm going to remind you of something. The people that that sponsor this show, that I do commercials for, I believe in and I trust. I've been to their place of business. I have talked to their workers. I have talked to people that have had work done by them, because the last thing I want is someone calling me up and saying, hey, one of your sponsors screwed up. I don't have time for that nonsense. I'm one of those people. I'm not the smartest man in the room, but I surround myself with really, really good people so that I don't have to worry about things like that. And so this gentleman calls me up. He says the termite company said he needed a vapor barrier, needed an insulation removed and replaced. He said they came, they did the job, and then he proceeded to go underneath his house. He wanted to check out what he just paid for, and he wanted to know if they did a good job. And he goes out, it goes up underneath the house, and he sees where there's still some insulation that was supposed to be replaced, and it wasn't. And so he goes to them. He says, well, look, you told me you were going to put in all of this, and you were going to replace the insulation in these areas. And their response was, well, you know, there's some pipes in that area, and there's some ductwork in that area, and we're just kind of afraid that we're going to mess something up if we try to put that insulation in there. So it'll be fine. It's okay. Don't worry about it. And so he worries about it. As well he should. He spent a huge amount of money on this. And so they sent, you know, he talks to the guy they sent out who says, no, no, everything's fine. It's okay. And he's not happy with that. And I don't think he should be. Don't take on a job you can't do. We've all done it. We've all paid for it. So he said, Richard, I tried calling the number, you know, that for this company. And by the way, I'm not a jerk. I'm not going to out somebody on air. That's not my job. My job is to inform you. But it's not to tell you, hey, don't hire so-and-so. That's what the internet's for. And so he said, I called the number that they gave me, and it goes to some call center in the middle of nowhere. He says, I've tried contacting them locally. It doesn't seem to get, I don't seem to get through. I've left messages. He says, I don't know what to do. So my response is this. And this is how you deal with a contractor, okay? First of all, no contractor out there starts a job wanting to do something wrong. No contractor out there is like, okay, how can we screw this customer over? Because the thing is, every contractor wants you as a repeat customer. And they know if you say anything to people, then they'll lose business. And if you put it on the internet, oh my goodness, it catches fire and blows up. And it's just a nightmare. I mean, people will gladly tell you how something was screwed up. They will almost never tell you that somebody did something right. And so I told him this. One, I want you to be nice. It's really easy for, you know, a customer, a homeowner to get frustrated. I understand that. But once you're, you know, a good customer leads to good relationships. Good relationships mean things move forward. Right now, if someone called me up and started yelling and screaming at me, I'd hang up the phone. I'd get angry. I wouldn't deal with that person anymore. So I told him, first thing you do is call them back and say you want to talk to the owner. I said, if the owner won't talk to you, then here's what you do. I said, call Air Resolutions. That's who I'm going to say in this case, because that's who I would have wanted them to call. I said, call them, ask them to come out and do an inspection on the work. I said, and if they charge you, pay it. I mean, they're coming out there to do a service. They deserve to get paid. I said, get them to come out, do an inspection, and see what they want. I said, you know what? Maybe they're right. Maybe that area is hard to get to. Maybe something damage will happen. It's a possibility, but I want an expert that does nothing but crawl spaces to tell you that. I said, and if they say, no, it's fine, then it's fine. Walk away from it. Let it go. I said, but if they won't get, you know, the original contractor won't get back with you and Air Resolution says, no, this is a problem. We need to get this stuff fixed. Next step, call the Better Business Bureau. Call the State Board of Contractors. That will get people's attention. But at the end of the day, my thing, and I've made this mistake. If you want a burger, go to a burger joint. If you want steak, go to a steakhouse. If you want a vapor barrier and a crawl space encapsulated, call a company that's what they do. You don't go, I'm sorry, I don't go with termite companies. They might know what they're doing, they might not, but I know that they know what they're doing when it comes to termites. I know other companies know what it means to be in crawl spaces. My name is Richard McCann, and this is The Home Show, News Radio WRBA. Richard McCann, News Radio WRBA. 345-1140 is the phone number. That's how you get through to the show. Also, follow me on Facebook and on Twitter. Miss any of the show, go to WRVA.com so you can download podcasts and radio.com app. As you know, I'm not much of a sports guy, but my producer, Jordan, is. You're a sports fiend.
Yes.
I have had many producers over the years. Every single one of them. Except for Cameron, she was not into sports. We only had one woman producer. Every one of y'all said the same thing. You got into radio because you wanted to do sports radio. But of all of them, you are probably the most diverse sports fan I've ever seen. I've seen you watch golf, racing, soccer, football. I don't know if you're a big baseball guy.
Oh, I love baseball.
How can anybody love baseball? The only sport you can read the Times Dispatch and watch at the same time.
Right.
But, and I'm old enough, I don't think you're old enough, but I'm old enough to remember the XFL.
Oh, I remember the XFL.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it was in a Schwarzenegger movie, the XFL. which was created by your hero,
Vince McMahon.
Vince McMahon. And his goal was to mix football and the spectacle of wrestling. I was kind of excited about it because I was a much younger man, and they were going to put a little bit more focus. I don't get to see enough cheerleaders.
Right.
Okay. Not that cheerleading is the most dangerous sport on the planet. I don't care who you are. The XFL is coming because it didn't work. It failed miserably. It's coming back?
It's coming back.
Explain this to me.
Well, they're going... there will be 8 teams.
And I've got them right here. Dallas Renegades, Houston Roughnecks. Texas got 2. Texas got 2 teams. Los Angeles Wildcats, New York Guardians, St. Louis Battlehawks, which sounds like an after-school cartoon I used to watch back in the day. Tampa Bay Vipers and the Washington Defenders. 8 teams.
Seattle Dragons. You forgot that.
I did. I skipped the Seattle Dragons. You're right.
Yeah.
But what's... I don't understand what's the point. Is this going to be a completely new league?
Yeah, it's going to be a new league. It's the season will take place the week after the Super Bowl.
All
so
right.
So they're not... Their thing is... They're going to try by not being a direct competitor to the NFL. They're hoping and having a different set of rules and a different presentation of the game on television. They're going to have it'll be a shorter game.
Thank God.
Less commercial breaks.
Yay.
On television, and you know. Like they did the last time, they're going to have some different rules. It's not going to be it's going to be traditional football, but it's going to have a different twist on the rules, not like in the NFL and college.
So you're not going to have NFL players say, okay, then I'm going to play XFL for the offseason?
I mean, well, right now there's no telling what the contracts will look like for, the number one pick in the XFL. But considering that Vince McMahon runs a multi-billion dollar industry like World Wrestling Entertainment, you would think that they'll be able to pay their players a decent salary at least.
Why? They don't pay their wrestlers a decent salary. Why would they do that for the XFL? Don't tell me I'm wrong either.
I know. I saw the John Oliver thing.
Oh my God. That broke my heart.
Yeah.
But you're right. So hopefully they'll pay him a decent wage. And it's going to be what? 2 months?
I think it's like an 8-week season or something like that. Like the regular season is like 8 weeks. And then the playoffs will be like 2 or 3 weeks. Now, earlier this year, you had a similar league start up, and they ended up failing. They didn't even play the whole season.
Ooh.
Before the whole league folded.
Ow.
The Alliance of American Football. I think they played probably like 3 or 4 weeks, and then the league ran out of money.
I didn't even know it existed.
Yeah. So they ran out of money and they couldn't pay their players, so the league folded. But I don't know. No way to tell. There will be obviously a team in Washington, D.C., the Defenders.
Are they going to play at FedEx?
No. They'll play at Audi Field where D.C. United plays, the soccer stadium, which is, I haven't been there, but I think it seats like 20,000 or 22,000. And they just opened it last year, so it's a brand new stadium.
I mean, it has to be more affordable than going to an NFL game.
Yeah, I looked when the league was first announced and they announced like season tickets. I think season tickets are like $300 or something like that.
I mean, that's doable.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're willing to make the commute up to DC, I think there's like 4 home games, because it's like an 8-game season or something like that. So
I'd be willing to check it out. The wife is from DC. She's one of those rare unicorns that's actually from DC.
Yeah.
Where everybody else is like, where are you from originally? She's actually from DC. I don't, you know what this sounds like? This sounds like the methadone for the sports fiend. Okay? So the season ends, and all you've got all these football fans just going, man, I can't believe it's over, man.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's over.
Well, that's what the Alliance, that's what the AAF thought. They were like, okay, well, you know, we'll start the season the week after the Super Bowl, and it'll be something for football fans to pay attention to. But the NFL is just such a juggernaut that even some NFL, the problem is that the league doesn't, you know, that it doesn't have the star power. I mean, I think it would, the only way I could see it really being successful in the long term is if you have like the potential number one pick in the NFL draft, instead of going to the NFL draft, decides, you know what, I think I'm going to play in the XFL instead.
What's going to happen is we're going to have all kinds of people from the Canadian League coming down here.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much how it's going to work. Is, you know, because, I don't know. I think you're not going to get the star power. So it'll be interesting to watch. I think it'll do well the first week or so once the games start.
Yeah,
but. You know,
I mean, the first time they tried this, all that, how long ago was it? Good Lord.
Probably like 15 years ago.
Longer.
Yeah, 15, 20 years ago.
Probably 20. And I mean, I think the first week out of the gate, everybody watched it just because they were going, what's this all about? And then it.
Yeah. Well, now, because like when Vince announced the league, he did the whole press conference and. The obvious questions were asked, like, okay, so is there going to be any WWE aspect to this? Will we see WWE superstars involved with this?
I don't think he's going to get Goldberg.
And he was like, absolutely not.
He's not going to get Goldberg back in the pads,
dude.
It's not going to happen.
He was like, nobody, this is going to be a completely separate entity from WWE. It's specifically football-focused.
All right.
So we'll see what happens. And truthfully, because I'm a Richmonder and I'm old enough to remember the Renegades, I think I'm going to root for Dallas in this thing because I just like the Renegades name. So.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
Probably.
That's the way you're going to go?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just because of the name. Not because I know you're already a Dallas football fan.
No, just specifically because there's nowhere else. I mean, I could go DC just because.
True to your school, dude. I mean, it's close. It's our neighbor. Yeah, it's right there.
It's semi-local, but, you know, I think I can root for two teams.
I mean, people become fans for dumb reasons. Yeah. I like Baltimore because my dad used to live in Baltimore. That's it. And I just do. I mean, but. I don't know. So let's make a deal. I mean, probably are they going to be playing Sundays? Do you know that? If it's going to be a Sunday thing?
I don't know if it'll be Sundays. I think it'll be Saturdays. Yeah.
We could still go.
I'd be down.
I'll grab
Maybe we can get Intercom to cop some tickets.
Yeah, right. Okay. I'm sorry. Are you sniffing glue again before you come into work? I told you stop doing that. But no, I think it'll be worth checking out. Why not? You know, you grab your lady, I'll grab mine. We'll see what happens. My name is Richard McCann. Sorry, folks. I just thought it was an interesting topic. I mean, it is going to affect us slightly. I mean, if you're a DC fan, if you're a Washington Redskins fan, you're going to have another team, the Defenders, which I used to read that comic book. Ah, there. See, I like the Defenders because I used to read that comic book. How about that? Does that work for your logic of how I should cheer for a team? We'll see what happens when we get back. A story about who gets to decide what you can and cannot do on your property, and do your religious aspects, your religious beliefs, affect that? I found a story that's really I'm finding it a little disturbing, because a locality is telling somebody, I don't care what your religion is, you still have to do X, Y, and Z. We'll talk about that when we get back. My name is Richard McCann. This is the Home Show News Radio, WRVA. Richard McCann on News Radio WRVA. Welcome, everybody. I hope you are having a fantastical Saturday. It is going to be lovely outside. I mean, just a few showers, 78 degrees. 78. Oh, lovely. 345-1140. Wade in Prince George, what's up?
Hey, I've got a question about a toilet.
Okay.
Situation I have is I put in a new toilet. I had one that had a flapper-type flush valve that was acting up. It was the old low seat style. So I wanted a newer one, chair height. So I got a Kohler from Home Depot. I already had another Kohler from Home Depot. It works fine. The new one, you have to hold the handle down about 2 seconds.
Hold on a sec. Wait, Wade, real quick. Are you okay, brother? Because you sound like you're short of breath.
I just woke up. So
okay,
I'm sorry.
Are you feeling all right? I mean,
oh, yeah, I feel all right. I'm sorry.
Okay,
sound like that. I just woke up.
Don't apologize. I was
probably
just concerned.
I should have waited until I fully woke up.
It's just concerned.
Okay, no, I'm okay.
So you have to hold it for 2 seconds, and then it flushes.
Yeah, so if you push it down, it has the sleeve-type flush valve. So the sleeve comes up right away. But the water doesn't seem to go out as fast as the old commode. We had the Kohler put in 10 years ago, and you just push the lever down and release it immediately, and the water just rushes out. But the new one, you have to hold it down about 2 seconds for the water to rush out. Now, it's at a different house, and I thought maybe the vent pipe or something was plugged up, so I ran a fish tape down the vent pipe up on the roof, and it's all clear all the way down. So I'm kind of perplexed. I wanted to see if you had any thoughts.
Yeah, it's a poor design.
Oh, that's pretty much sums it up.
It really is.
Okay.
I mean, remember, the federal government, in their infinite wisdom to protect us from ourselves, has lowered the amount of water you're allowed to have to flush a toilet again. This was like a year ago, maybe two.
Right.
Okay, so everybody's scrambling to redesign their toilets so that it can meet those standards. And, you know, just like we did when they went to 1.6, the early generations weren't a very good design. And so they didn't flush quite right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a huge Kohler fan. I'm sorry, I'm not. It's not my brand. Everybody has their brand. I'm more of a Gerber or Toto guy. The Toto is awesome, but it's a little expensive. The Gerber does everything I need it to do, and it's a good price.
Mm-hmm.
So I hate to say it, probably at the end of the day, what you're going to have to do is hold the handle for 2 seconds.
Yeah, well, that's no problem. I just wanted to make sure it was nothing I was overlooking. I even pulled it back up and checked the wax ring to make sure it was on straight and didn't get partially blocking the outlet. And everything there was okay.
No, it's just a poor design.
It's just the design.
You know,
okay.
And I mean, the same thing goes. I mean, you've seen these toilets. They've had them out for a while, the ones that are dual flush.
Yes.
One for pee and one for poo. There's no other way to put it.
Yeah.
Can you tell I've got a puppy at home? And you have to hold that thing down for 2 or 3 seconds before it'll do what it has to do.
Okay.
So it just is what it is. If you like the height, go for it and just stick with it. There's no point in replacing it, and I don't really, not having seen the internals of this thing,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to assume, yeah, hold the handle down. I mean, yesterday, I stopped at a 7-Eleven that I've been going to since I was 8 years old, and they have a sign in the bathroom, hold down the handle. And I told him, like, I looked in the tank, I'm like, dude, we could get you a better toilet than that. And
mm-hmm.
His response was, I'm tearing the store down, so it doesn't matter.
I've seen signs like that, too, at other places that I go to.
So, yeah, just hold it for 2 seconds and call it a good day.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Yes, sir. You have a wonderful one. 345-1140. We got calls. Nina in Chesterfield.
Hey, good morning, Richard. I love to hear y'all guys every Saturday.
Aw, thanks.
Okay, I'm having to replace my roof, but my question is, I'm going to replace my gutters, too. Should I get them from the company that's putting the roof on, or do you recommend a company that specializes in the gutters?
Well,
I want the ones that, you know, got the cover so the leaves don't get
in. You want gutter guards. I would tell you to call Akey's Home Improvement.
Okay.
All right. I've been working with them for how many years now? Lord, it's got to be going on 5 or 6. They do fantastic roofing, and they can put up your gutters and gutter guards at the same time.
Oh, okay.
All right. And that way you're only dealing with one person. They've been in business for 40 years now. I think that's what we came up with, maybe longer. You know, they've been remodeler of the year, roofer of the year on several different occasions. Give them a call and let them take care of it for you.
Okay, thanks so much.
Yes, ma'am. You have a wonderful Saturday and stay dry.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. 345-1140. That's how you get through. Yeah, and this is one of those cases where I would use the same person for the same thing. I mean, I was telling you earlier about the termite company that went into crawl space. That's two different animals completely. But when you've got a company like Aikies who has been doing roofs and gutters for ever, then it only makes sense. You know, they're there. They've got the ladders up. Why not get it done? I've got to get all my gutters ripped off my house. It has to be done. I've got to get new gutters. They are just gone. There's no saving them. They're rotten. They're old galvanized. That's how old this house is. That's how old the gutters are. They're made of galvanized metal. And they just don't do the job. And I'm pretty sure I'm gonna have a ceiling leak if I don't do something about it. In fact, today might be that day. And I'm going to say this about gutters. And I know this sounds absolutely insane. I'd rather you have no gutters on your house than have stopped up bad gutters. I know that sounds nuts. It sounds against what I've been saying. I mean, I'm not sure that you have brand new clean gutters. Get a nice gutter guard on there, something that won't stop up. And they'll all say, well, we never stop up. Truly? Is that a fact? I mean, my brother had a company put in years ago. They've been on this house for over 10 years. One of my original companies. Every now and then, they still get dirty. Every now and then, it happens. What does he do? He calls that company. And they come out and do something about it. So if you're going to get gutters and gutter guards, make sure whoever you're talking to will actually stand behind whatever warranty they give you. Jeff in Powhatan.
Yes, sir.
What can I do for you?
I was just looking for some advice on a septic system that looks like it's dying out.
Okay, am I on speaker or do you have your radio on?
My radio is on, but it's very low.
I mean, yeah, turn it all the way off.
Okay.
All right, so what do you mean it's getting ready to die?
So I've had to have it flushed because both tanks filled up, if that makes sense. Reserve tank and the regular tank.
Okay, so the septic tank and the D-box. Okay, gotcha.
Gotcha, yeah. So I'm just looking for a roundabout price of what I should be looking for to... I'm guessing that they have to redo the distribution box, if that makes sense.
Well, the real question is going to come down to is, are you going to be allowed to just go back with a new D-box? Probably what's going to happen is they're going to tell you need a whole new system.
Really?
And the new systems are expensive because they don't...
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. hey, look, financing, that's a thing. But
yeah.
What I would do is, I mean, have you talked to a septic tank company yet?
I've put in a call, but the call was just to come, you know, evacuate what was there, if that makes sense.
Okay, so you had the system pumped. You have not talked to a septic installer.
No.
All right, here's what I want you to do. On Monday, and I do not have this phone number, so deal with it. I want you to call a company called VAMAC, okay?
Okay.
VAMAC. They are a well and septic supplier, and ask them who they recommend in your area. That way you're dealing with somebody who knows Powhatan and knows
gotcha.
The ins and outs, knows the inspectors. And, I mean, you might be able to get the system just rotted out. It might happen. But
gotcha.
But I can't give you a price because I don't know what you need, and you don't know what you need yet.
No, I don't. And I just know that I can't continuing to pump it out.
No, you can't. But you're going to be you're going to be looking probably like 15 grand or more.
Awesome. All right. Well,
sorry.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. Jeff, go forth and home improve.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Yeah, it is what it is. What are you going to do? 345-1140 is the phone number. That's how you get through to the home show on News Radio WRVA. Check me out on Facebook and on Twitter. When we get back, who gives you the who gets to tell you what to do in your own home?
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA home show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems? He's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Welcome to our number dos of the home show on News Radio WRBA. My name is Richard McCann, your humble home improvement guru. 345-1140 is the phone number, and that's how you get through to the show. Tell me what's going on in your world. Oh, today's going to be a long day for me. I've got my brother wants me to help him with some electrical jobs at his house, and I started thinking about, you know, what you can and cannot do around your house. I know that sounds weird. What can you do and what can't you do? When I was talking to Kirk Akey not that long ago, we were talking about decks, and he was telling me how much decks have gone up in price. And I'm like, that's ridiculous. Why would a deck be so easy? He goes, because now they're all covered by code. I guess they weren't. I personally have been jumping through flaming hoops to get my home inspector's license. I know how to inspect a house. I probably do a better job than anybody else. Now you have to have a license. And you have to jump through all the flaming hoops to get to it. Okay, fine. I'll play by the rules. But I saw this article, and it really did make me question who gets to say what about how you live your life. Now, don't get me wrong. If say the county finds out you're a hoarder, and they come in and condemn your house, there's multiple reasons they could do that. Health issues, big one. If you're one of those people that hoards pets, I mean, that's health issues for the animals. And what a lot of people do not realize about hoarding is the fire hazards. People that die in hoarding houses die from two different things. One, something fell on top of them. They've basically buried alive. That's a thing. Or two, there was a fire and they could not get out of their home. But this isn't anything to do with that. Now, before I get started on this and I do this story, I do want you to understand, though I have done, what's the word? I'm not going to say studies, but I've done investigations into different religions of the world, and we are one of the most open countries on the planet when it comes to accepting other religions. That's how we got started. Freedom of religion, right there. It's in the beginning. And I don't claim to understand them all. You know, there's the big three, big four, whatever you want to say. But I've dabbled, and I've listened to people, and I've known people, and I've known some people that were Amish. And I've known some people that were Mennonites. Mennonites can drive. Okay. But they are very closed communities, and they're happy with that. They have found their simple way of living, and that's all they want. That's how they feel closer to their creator. Who am I to say otherwise? If you want to dress a certain way, I have a friend of mine. He's a Hasidic Jew. It could be 100 degrees outside. He's wearing a big furry hat and a long black coat. Would I do it? Nope. But this story takes place in Michigan, of all places. A Friday deadline threatened a way of life for a community in Michigan that seeks just to live prayerfully in peace. Eviction notice for a group of Old Order Amish gave the community until Friday, August 16th. That was yesterday. Wasn't that yesterday? Am I off? I don't remember what to, I never know what today's date is. To leave what the Lahani County Health Department says are unsafe living conditions. The Amish, however, say complying with the regulations would threaten the very tenets of their faith. Now, these are old school people that believe the absolute purest form of their religion, which means they are not allowed to use anything that has electricity. They're not allowed to use anything that has air pressure. They're not allowed to use anything that uses gasoline. They're not allowed to use anything, and this is a true thing, that has hydraulics. I mean, that's limiting. So without going too far into this story, because it's very wordy and it's very long, basically, these are people that live the way they've lived forever. They're happy with it, and one of the things they're getting harassed about, that's the word I'm going to use, harassed, is that their homes do not have running water, and they do not have, how would I put it, central sanitation? They have wells that you pump using a hand pump, one of those old, dirt, you know what I'm talking about. You've seen it when you watch Little House on the Prairie. And instead of having indoor plumbing, they have outhouses. And the county where they live is saying, that's unsanitary, you can't live that way. And their saying is, but that's the way we live. Now, I read into it deeply. My first concern was they said well, and then they said outhouse. And my thought was, how far away is the outhouse from the well? If you live out in the country, whatever part of the house your well is, your septic is in the opposite direction. Wells in the front, septic in the back, or vice versa. And the county that they're in has said, no, it's okay. I mean, the outhouse is far enough away from the well that it's not going to be cross-contaminated. But they feel that it's unsanitary. Now, to make matters worse about this story, because my thought was, okay, fine, you know, you go, you fight against it, and let the judge rule on it. These people are anti-confrontation to the point that they will not go to court. They will not go and fight in the court system. It's against their religion. They actually have an Amish third-party group that will have to come in and fight for them, and to be honest with you, somebody's going to have to go get that group because they're not going to go get them. So I think the thing about this is, to me, at the end of the day, how much rights do you have to live your way on your property? Well, I think this, as long as you are living clean and you're living safe and you're not doing any harm to your neighbors, they should leave them well enough alone. So that what? They have to carry water in from pumping it out of a well with a hand pump. Who cares? So what? In Michigan, they've decided in the middle of the night, if they have to use the facilities, they are going to get up, go outside in the Michigan winter to go to the bathroom in an outhouse. Oh, well. And here's the funny thing. We did a story not unlike this in Tennessee years ago. The guy wanted to live off the grid. He got built an outhouse. County said he couldn't do it, said he had to get septic system. Little funny thing though, one of the most viable sources of archaeological digs in the South, well, say in the East, is digging up old outhouses. People have found unbelievable treasure troves down there because not only did the waste go down there, but trash went down there too. And if you follow archaeology, hey, trash is treasure. My name is Richard McCann. This is the Home Show News Radio, WRVA.
Richard McCann on News Radio WRBA. 345-1140
is the phone number. Oh my goodness. Jordan, your lady's into birds, right? Okay, well, I hope she's listening, because I have questions about these birds. And you know where these birds are?
It happens in Florida.
That's right. Oh, my goodness. It's not quite a tranquil vacation getaway the family had in mind. A New York couple's luxurious vacation house in Florida has been taken over by dozens of vultures. And the birds are vomiting and defecating everywhere. Shobin Casamino and her partner purchased the three-bedroom, $702,000 home at Ilba's Golf and Country Club in April. However, 4 months later, the two, who has a two-year-old daughter, claim they are no longer able to visit because a neighbor is feeding the wildlife. A neighbor is feeding these things. Scumbag. Casamiano, who described the smell from the bird as like a thousand rotting corpses. By the way, I've never been up close and personal, but I have heard from people that vultures, buzzards, whatever you want to call them, are vile. They just stink. She fears for her daughter's safety and has guests park away, far away if they do visit to avoid the vultures pecking at the cars. Though the Casamanos were not aware of the bird problem when they purchased the house, nearby resident Cheryl Katz, I wonder if she's any relation to Jeff, says she's been dealing with it for months. Imagine 20 vultures trapped, biting each other, and they can bite through a bone, she said. That would bang against my window, running away from a bird that was attacking them. Blood was everywhere. It was a vile, vicious, traumatic event. And it was Memorial Day, so no company I called would come out to help me. Kat said an elderly woman is said to be feeding the vultures, claiming that she puts out four 20-pound bags of dog food a couple of times a week. A feeding event is nauseating, and when the birds are done, they sit on my roof, on my trees. My pool guy's afraid to come here. Kat, who is chronically leukemia, said she has to be careful when going outside. She is invulnerable to infections. These birds bring a lot of bacteria, so I would not go outside. I would have someone power wash twice before I could go out there. She wants to sell the house, but the lawyer said she would have to disclose the wildlife problem. Neighborhood Association President Gordon blah, blah, blah says officials are limited to what they can do because the vultures, as migratory birds, are protected by federal law. We called the Fish and Wildlife to give the lady a warning. We also had issued a violation notice, she said. The Palm Beach Post. No, the big birds do a lot of damage to the residents' screens. People suggest to scare them with fireworks or balloons, but that doesn't work for long. Cats even tried putting out four fake owls that had moving heads and blinking lights. The vultures chewed the owls apart, and they ripped the heads off. Oh, my God. Now, here's the thing. I've seen this happen, and I couldn't tell you why. I was working in Verina. I was working in Verina at a small house, small neighborhood. I kind of know the neighborhood because the Habitat for Humanity built a bunch of homes near there. And I will admit, it's not as the crow flies, or vulture in this case. It's not that far from the East End landfill. But I came out of this house I was working on. I looked across the street, and this one house had probably 20 vultures sitting on it. I mean, just there. And I asked about it. I said, what is the deal with that? How long has that been going on? She says, we don't know why. But all of a sudden, like a month ago, they would just show up at a certain time of day and just sit there. That, you know, I don't believe in signs. I don't believe in hocus pocus. But that would freak me out. I mean, I've only seen vultures scared of one thing. I was coming back from Williamsburg, and I noticed something out in a field. And so I turned around, I came back, and stopped. And what I noticed was a bald eagle. Now, growing up, I never saw bald eagles. It's only in the last 5-6 years that I see them in the wild. We have a couple that live around Richmond. If you go out to the northern neck of Virginia, bald eagles everywhere. And so I stopped because I wanted to see this bald eagle, and I realized he is sitting there eating the carcass of a dead deer. Look, we can say vultures are nasty because they eat dead stuff. Our national symbol does too. If that's what they got, that's what they're going for. But what was hysterical about this is as I watched this eagle, I realized that standing around him was like 6 or 7 vultures. They're standing around. And all I could think was, oh, I'm so sorry, Mr. Eagle there. You know, we're just going to hang out here and just, you know, you do whatever you want there, sir. Don't mind us. We're sorry to bother you during your meal. But, you know, just whatever's left, we'll take you. Please take the good stuff, Mr. Eagle, sir. Don't hurt us. But whatever's left, we'll be happy with. Thank you, Mr. Eagle, sir. That's what it looked like, I swear to God. But this situation, all I can think of is, what kind of crazy person goes out there and feeds them on purpose? And if it's not feeding them, are they? She's feeding other critters that are drawing them in? I don't know. This is one of those times that, you know, I'm not big on homeowners associations. My sister is. My sister loves a homeowners association. I'm not. But that being said, this one has a homeowners association, and they can't do anything about it. They can't go to the person and say, look, stop feeding the vultures. And now the cops are getting involved, and they can't sell the house. And it's, you know, $750,000. If you had $750,000 house, I think I'd want to use it, and vultures would, you know, I don't know. I'd probably do something rash or stupid. But there you go. So what you can do, nothing. I mean, there's just nothing you can do. You can try to scare them off. They're not going to go anywhere. You can call animal control. What are they going to do? They're not going to capture them and take them someplace else. You're just stuck. Only thing they could really do, try to get rid of as much of the food that brings them in as they can. But that's our Florida story for this week. That was just absolutely nuts. So, only down there. Although, I did see it here in Richmond. All right, my name is Richard McCann. That's M-C-K-A-N-N. A lot of people do not know how to spell my name, which is fine. I get it. It's a weird name. Don't worry. I don't have any kids. You won't have to spell it once I'm gone. But if you want to follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, that's how you do it. There's only one in all of Facebook land, and that's me. So if you type in Richard M-C-C, there's several of those. Several of those. Only one M-C-C. Okay. Also remind you, go to WRVA.com where you can download the radio.com app and you can find podcasts of the show. So if you missed anything from weeks gone by, months gone by, it's all right there. There's enough audio up there that you should be able to cross this country a couple, three times before you run out of the home show. And thanks to everybody. Oh, please check out Style Weekly this week. The cover story is on my dear friend John Reed. Great article. Hats off. They did a great job. This is the home show. Richard McCann on News Radio WRVA. 345-1140 is the phone number. That's how you get through to the home show. Hey, Jordan, did you say where God made a hole in one in North Carolina?
No.
Yeah, there's a golf course down there, and I guess in the whole existence of this golf course, only like 10 hole in ones have ever been shot.
Uh-huh.
And on the 7th green, lightning struck the flag inside of the hole and just created this pattern across the grass of crackled grass.
That's cool.
And so the golf course put out a statement. Congratulations to God for getting a hole in one.
Yes.
In that, do you want to hear my golf joke?
Yes.
Okay. So Jesus, Moses, and an old guy are playing golf.
Right.
This is a completely clean joke.
Okay.
Completely clean. And so Moses gets up to the tee. He hauls off, smacks the ball as hard as he can, and darn it if it hasn't right towards the water. And so just last minute, he raises his arms. The water parts. It rolls through the dry spot up onto the green. Then Jesus steps up, and he hauls off. This is not blasphemous, people, please. Hauls off, smacks the ball. It goes up, and it's heading towards the water. So he kind of extends his hands. The water becomes rock hard, rolls across the water onto the green. Then this old guy gets up there. He hauls off, smacks the ball. It goes up into the air and drops right into the water. Then a frog pops up with the ball in its mouth. Then a hawk comes down, grabs the frog, flies up into the air. Lightning strikes close to the hawk, scaring the hawk, who drops the frog. The frog falls onto the green. The ball comes out of his mouth and goes right into the hole. And Moses says to Jesus, "I hate playing with your dad."
That's good.
It's a good, it's a good, clean joke. 345-1140 is the phone number. People sent me all kinds of requests last night about what I wanted to talk about. And so here are some of them. Why has the fill valve, this is from Celine, why is the fill valve in our toilet started making a whistling sound? It might be getting old. All right, so the fill valve in your toilet. And here's the thing, for all the innovations that they make to toilet technology, you know, to make them flush a different way. All of that has been changed internally, except for the fill valve. Fill valve's the same thing. They really haven't changed all that much in, well, I think the Fluid Master came out 35 years ago, maybe longer. So no matter how old your toilet is or how new it is, you pretty much have the same type of fill valve. It, you know, releases water. It has a float. When you flush, the float drops down, which opens up the valve, and the valve says, "Okay, I'm going to start dumping water until that float closes." Easy peasy. Now, the fill valve does not close quickly. It kind of eases itself shut. Imagine swinging a gate. Okay, slowly, 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 boom, it's shut. Now, when you get that whistling sound, it's usually because she's right. The unit has gotten older, and people don't realize. I mean, we drink water right out of the tap. I do. My wife, she likes that Brita filter jug thing. She brought that into the house. I'll use it, but 9 times out of 10, I just go over, crack the tap, and drink the water. Growing up, I couldn't do that, but I like city water. And regardless of that, we still don't realize there is a certain amount of, well, just junk. There's stuff in our water. It might be minuscule. It might be tiny. It might be a fleck of sand. But after a while, in certain areas, that stuff will build up. How many times has someone asked me, "Richard, why is it that my kitchen sink just doesn't put out the flow of water that it used to?" And my first thing is, did you clean out the aerator? That little screen is catching stuff that's in the water. It happens. There's no such thing as absolutely 100% pure water unless you are buying something out of a bottle, which, oh, by the way, I'd encourage you not to. We are trying to use less plastic at Casa de McCann. I've switched back to paper bags. And I found out one of my grocery stores, if you bring your own bag, will give you a discount. It's not much, it's like 5 cents. Okay, I'll take 5 cents. So what happens in the fill valve is, after a while, there is a certain amount of trash that's going to build up, and that's going to narrow the area that the water comes in, and therefore, it's going to make a sound. And sometimes, it sounds like a whistle. So you can do one of two things, Celine. One, you can just replace it. Putting in a Fluid Master fill valve is pretty darn easy. I mean, they describe it as no tools needed. And to be honest with you, you really don't. I mean, the only tool you're going to need is a pair of channel locks to get rid of the old valve. And you're going to need some towels because you're going to make a mess. You're going to. It's just happening. That's fine. But replacing that thing is one. Or two, they do make rebuild kits for it. I've never done it, ever. I have yet to rebuild a Fluidmaster fill valve. My dad showed me how. I'm not going to do it. It's just not worth my time. Pop it out, pop a new one in, call it a day if you like the toilet. If you don't, hey, get rid of it. My buddy Timothy wanted to know, Tim. I knew him as Tim. We went to high school. We were in grade school together. Smartest man I've ever met. Still to this day. Richard, water filters, whole house or at the sink. I've got a whole house unit. Works great to remove sediment. 40 microns is good. 80 is better. But it's more pressure loss, of course, considering filtering at the sink instead because of copper. So there's another topic. Best replacement for really nice copper. We'll get to it in a minute. 345-1140. Brian in Goochland.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, got two mold questions for you. First, I have a bathroom that's not used. It's the secondary bathroom. And I have mold around the vent. I suspect that it's just the moist air being drawn into that vent.
Well, no. Okay, so you're keeping that room closed.
No, the door's open. We very rarely use it.
But the door does stay open?
Yes.
I mean, usually when I see mold around a vent, it is just a matter of, there's a leak around the vent itself. And it's got, you've got really warm, humid air upstairs in the attic. And you're pushing this cold air down.
Well, it's not an attic. I have a conditioned second floor, and I pulled the vent and checked for moisture on top of the sheetrock, and it's dry as a bone.
Yeah, but what you're dealing with is moist air and cold air meeting with each other, and therefore you get some form of condensation. You could also be getting a little bit, and this is why I asked about the door being open or closed. If you don't use that bathroom very often, remember the water that's in the traps is evaporating.
Okay.
So that might be. Have you ever gotten a? Have you ever gone in there and smelled something kind of funky?
Not really. We're pretty good at making. Maybe once a month we go turn on the sinks and shower and flush the toilet, just to fill the traps up.
Well, I mean, when's the next time your HVAC guy is going to be coming out there?
Probably next year.
Yeah. Then you're gonna have to deal with it until then. But I mean, is there any gap around the? The vent boot, not the vent itself, pull the vent down. That piece of metal that it slides into is called the boot. Is there any gap around it leading to the...
Yeah.
Okay, seal that up.
Okay.
All right, what was your second question?
Second question is, I was under the house doing some plumbing work, and I noticed a little bit of mold under there. It's not a lot, but it's enough to notice. Should I be concerned about that, or is it just chalk it up to all the wet weather we've had the last couple months?
What I would try to do is get a hydrometer, I think it is, and that judges humidity. You want to see how much humidity you have in your crawl space. 50% or less is good.
Okay. I will do that.
And if you see anything underneath there that's bothering you, pick up a can of a copper fungicide. When you're at the home improvement shop, and just spray it down with that stuff and kill it. Bleach doesn't do it. It needs to be a fungicide.
Okay, copper fungicide. All right. I appreciate it.
All right, Brian, you go forth and home improve, son.
All right, thank you.
Have a good one. 345-1140, that's how you get through to the home show. Mold around the vents, that means you've got some warm air and some cold air meeting each other, and that's just making condensation. It happens all the time, especially in bathrooms. I mean, as it is, we don't have any kind of vents. We have a window in our bathroom, and there's sometimes I'll go in there and I'll realize that we had the window closed and the door closed, and it is just funky. There's no other way to put it. Funky. But that's a bathroom for you. My name is Richard McCann. The phone number is 345-1140. That's how you get through to the home show, News Radio, WRVA. Richard McCann, Radio, WRVA. 345-1140 is the phone number. And we're going to jump in with Dave and Glenn Allen.
Yes, sir.
What can I do
for you? I've got an American Standard heat pump, 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And thinking it's probably getting close to its last legs.
Yep.
So I was wondering, when is a good time of the year to have it replaced? And what should we replace the air handler inside as well as the outside unit?
All right. So, Dave, you asked a bigger question than you think. So are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here's the deal. One, HVAC systems are so much more efficient than they were when that unit was put in. When that unit was put in, 13 SEER was like ridiculously high. They don't even make them that low anymore. All right? So that's the big change. Now, you always replace the indoor and the outdoor unit. I mean, you cannot put a Ford transmission onto a Chevy motor. Doesn't work. All right? Now, the downside to this, all of it, is you're probably going to need new ductwork in the process. Because the ductwork you had was designed for the system that you had, which was a low-velocity system. One of the things that makes these units more efficient these days is it's much higher volume, and it's moving at a much rapider pace.
Mm-hmm.
So, I hate to say it, this isn't going to be inexpensive.
Now, that's what I was afraid of.
Well, that's okay, but you know, people realize this. The industry realized this. So now, what you can do is these HVAC companies, and I'm going to recommend Bremac. All right,
okay,
because them, those my boys, and I know that they're going to do the job right, and I don't have to listen to Dave call me back and say, "Man, they really screwed me over." But you can finance it.
Okay.
For the larger jobs, companies have now gotten in-house financing, and you know the interest rate isn't horrible, and I don't know anybody that's standing around with $15,000 in their pocket.
No, and is there any better time of the year to do it than others?
It depends. Do you prefer being hot or being cold?
Yeah, hot is better.
Okay, then now's the time to do it.
Okay.
Get ready for, you know, the winter months. I mean, it's a ways away. Though I have been reading the Farmer's Almanac, and they're saying that this winter is going to suck. So whether you believe that or not. So call Bremac, have them come out there. And, I mean, if they say, no, the system's fine, you know, just keep going with it, then keep going with it.
All right. Well, I will do that.
All righty, sir.
Thank you so much.
That's my job. I appreciate you calling in.
Bye-bye.
Bye. 345-1140. If you want to get in, you better get in quick because there's not much left of this home show because we are here every Saturday, 6 to 8, 10 till noon. One gentleman wrote to me, Richard, you talk about stabbing the back of outlets being a big no-no. Well, I've got news for you. Now, thanks to the help of companies today, you can have... for hazards and electrical issues with your lights, too. Thanks to the quick stab connectors that come hooked to your new porch light. See pictures. Don't worry, I cut them off and used wire nuts. I twisted them with my Kleins beforehand. Okay. They did come out with a wire nut several years ago that was based on the same technology on the back of the receptacle, which I've said don't stab them into the back of the receptacle. And these were wire nuts that you could stab 2, 4, 6, 8. They just stabbed in. And they were protected. They've been out for a while. Some people use them. And I have. I've tried them. They're great. They're really, really good if in areas where you've got a lot of wires. But Nathan is right. When is that going to give up the ghost? How far down the road is that going to go bad? Now, he bought a new light fixture. I've bought a bunch of light fixtures recently that had the same thing. They came with, instead of wire nuts in a little bag, they came with these stab nuts already hooked into it. Well, the thing is, Most of the time when I bought light fixtures and it came with wire nuts, I threw them in the trash because they were junk. If you're going to use, if you're going to do any electrical work and you have to tie wires together, I'm going to recommend, and they go by color, okay? But Ideal, the company Ideal, makes a wire nut that we used to call it the white one. It's beige. It's a beige wire nut. It has wings on the side of it. It can hold up to, like, I think 6 wires if they're like 14 gauge. It'll hold quite a few. It bites and stays put. And the best part is your 5/16 nut driver fits over the end of it. So if you're a person that has a little arthritis going on in the hands, you can just put the nut driver over the top of it, screw it down, and boom, you're finished. And that's a great way to get it done. But I use those for everything. I keep those in my bag at all times. They're my favorite. And have been for decades. There's no other way to put it. Decades. My buddy Tim asked me about water filtration for a whole house. Now, I know for a fact he's on a well. Water filtration gets very funny when it comes to well versus city. He's not happy with the fact that he is, he's not happy with the fact that the one he has now, 40 micron, which, you know, it's not grabbing that much stuff. 80 is better. And they do make up to like 120 microns. That's itty bitty tiny stuff. But it reduces the flow of water into his house. He's thinking about putting just a filter right at the sink. If you're on a well, let's back up. If you're on city water, like I am, county water, if that's the word you want to use, you can put one of those Brita filters right on the end of the spigot for your kitchen sink, and it works just fine. However, if you're on a well, you really should not be using those Brita charcoal filters for the simple reason that it's going to get rid of stuff, but it can also grow bacteria. You're in a well. There is a chance there's bacteria in it, and you can get that tested. You can do that yourself. You can pick it up at a plumbing supply house or go, you know, at your home improvement shop. They make bacteria tests. You fill it, you shake it, it turns purple, you put it away. In 2 days, if it's still purple, you don't have bacteria. It's that simple. But if you're on a well, you cannot put those charcoal filters on the end of your faucet. You have to use either a whole house filter or get a whole house filter system. But always test your water ahead of time to know what's going on. I mean, you know, there was people there. There was this big rash. Remember, a decade ago, everybody wants soft water. I want soft water. Do you want soft water? I want soft water. And everybody got water softeners. Oh, I've got soft water. What's that mean? Not much. It doesn't mean that you got any better water. You just have soft water. So, whoop-de-doo. Jeremy, make it fast.
What about a booster pump on the other side of the filters to bring the pressure back up?
I could think about that, but I don't have enough time left in the show, and I'm probably going to say no.
All right.
All right, Jeremy, thank you. 345-1140, that's how you get through to the show. I are here every Saturday, 6 to 8 and 10 until noon. That's how we do the home show. You can follow me on Facebook and on Twitter. Please follow me. I put up all kinds of stuff that I never get to. And, of course, you can go to WRVA.com, download podcast of the show, and get the Radio.com app. Take this show wherever you go. Jordan, light it up, and let's get out of here. That is another home show in the can, burned to a disc, put neatly in a shoebox underneath my mama's bed. I want to thank Jordan for getting up early and pressing all the right buttons. Mr. Dennis Edwards for keeping his finger right on the pulse of the news. I'm going to go get some breakfast. I'll be right back here at 10 o'clock on News Radio WRVA. That's 1140 AM, 96.1 FM, and of course, WRVA.com. See you at 10, everybody.
Protect your your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.